Dr. Penske dictating email. I am in Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. Ryan Hughes is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his right lower extremity at work in 2012. But he states he was cutting metal when sparks went through his pants, leg, and boot, causing a burn. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty, however, he did undergo skin grafting and vein grafting at Cooper Hospital at some point. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty, the current subject evaluation is from 8/24/19. Pretty, however, he denies any other injuries such as those which may have occurred on this occasion. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Hughes was seen by Dr. Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, at Cooper on 12/6/19. But he was in the Division of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. Pretty noted previously treating Mr. Hughes about 2 years ago for a non-healing wound adjacent to a prior fasciocutaneous ALT flap to his lower right leg done by another surgeon years ago following a burn injury from work. But at that time, Dr. Newman performed a superficial debridement of his wound and ultimately successfully skin grafted the area, parentheses, proximal to his flap, close parentheses, period. Mr. Hughes reported that since August, he sustained an injury at work to the same area and had an open wound since come and managed with essentially saline moist gauze. But on exam, he had woody, W-O-O-D-Y, edema to the entire lower leg and diffuse hemosiderin, H-E-M-O-S-I-D-E-R-I-N skin deposits and swelling. Appeared he was neurovascularly intact. Appeared Dr. Newman suspected his problem was less due to the recent trauma and may represent a deeper chronic osteomyelitis which has never resolved. Appeared, and you can put that in bold. He prescribed Bactrim and ordered an MRI to rule out osteomyelitis. Period. He did have an MRI on 1/6/20 to be inserted here. Period. They reviewed these results on 2/7/20, Dr. Newman certified that Mr. Hughes' need for further surgery and current symptoms relate to his most recent injury on 8/20/20, all stem from his original work injury. Period. Obviously, the dates don't match here. Period. He also wrote correspondence on 3/9/20, certifying that Mr. Hughes' leg wound, which occurred in August of 2019, stems from his traumatic injury, which he sustained in approximately 2012. Pretty also attached clinical notes. Period. New paragraph. He underwent a pre-operative history and physical on 2/27/20. Period. This was for upcoming debridement of an acute on chronic right leg wound refractory to conservative wound care. Period. Besides this wound, which is a result of prior trauma, he is in usual health. Period. He had sustained a right ankle wound in 2011 and underwent a free skin graft in 2013. Period. He was taking hydrogel, topical gel, Motrin, amoxicillin, clavulanate, ibuprofen, and Allegra. Period. On exam, he made several observations that will be inserted here as marked. Paired the plan was for debridement and biopsy of right lower leg wound. Period. On 3-3-20, Dr. Newman performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 3-9-20, Dr. Newman performed another history and physical evaluation for the complaint of chronic right lower extremity wound. Period. He ascertained a history of traumatic injury to the distal aspect of the right lower leg years ago, which was ultimately reconstructed with a fasciocutaneous free flap. Pretty has been seeing Dr. Newman for approximately 2 months with an open wound proximal to this area of reconstruction, which was managed conservatively and ultimately with a debridement and successful split-thickness skin grafting. Paired the STSG lasted approximately 1 year until he sustained a similar traumatic injury to the same area, which caused an enlarging and chronic wound. Paired the wound had been non-healing, so it was debrided. An excisional biopsy was done on 3-3-20 by Dr. Newman. Paired a wound VAC was placed and pathology was pending. Period cultures grew rare group strep and rare staph aureus. Period has been on intravenous vancomycin in the hospital and will transition to augmentin as an outpatient, at least until a skin graft surgery. Period. During this hospitalization, he underwent excisional debridement and biopsy. Period. This ostensibly was done on 3-3-20, and parentheses may not represent another surgery. Period. At the 3-11-20 visit with Dr. Newman, he wrote, pathology revealed no evidence of squamous cell carcinoma in his chronic right leg wound. Period. He then continues to be seen, as just described. Period. He evidently did undergo another surgery on 3-17-20 in the form of STSG, all in capitals. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Hughes previously was seen by Dr. Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, on 9-11-12 with a burn in the right lower extremity, medially and just proximal to the ankle 2 months earlier from a torch. Pretty didn't really do too much about it, but noticed later in the day he had burned it. Pretty gets swollen during the day. Period. For his leg burn, Dr. Holton ordered silverdine cream and Allegra. Period. He also referred the petitioner for x-rays. Period on 10-9-12, Dr. Holton wrote the wound was improving and he was using silverdine. Period. He also suffered from hypertension. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Holton through at least 11-6-12 and then 11-6-12. Period. He wrote, the wound was not improving as much as he would like. Period. It does not look infected, but needs to be debrided. Period. He was to make an appointment with this surgeon. Appeared in a paragraph on 6/29/16, Mr. Hughes was seen by Dr. Newman, period. He reported undergoing debridement of a chronic right leg wound the previous day, and he was discharged home in a wound vac. Appeared later that afternoon, he noticed the canister is filling up quickly with blood, and there is bleeding from the vac seal. Appeared he then was presenting to the emergency room for this assessment. Period. He was found to have postoperative wound bleeding that was ligated with chromic sutures due to a history of similar postoperative bleeding incident in the past. Period. He would, for that reason, he would defer from applying the vac again. Period. Instead, zero-form gauze was applied, and the wound was packed with moist gauze, comma, wrapped with Kerlix, K-E-R-L-I-X, and an ACE. Period. He was to keep his leg elevated and his dressing intact until his next vac change by the visiting nurse on Friday. Period. In paragraph on 7/15/16, Dr. Newman performed a preoperative history and physical exam. Appeared he had done well from previous debridement and healing very well, but was now being seen for skin grafting to complete reconstruction. Period. Upon exam, there was an open wound of the right lower leg with excellent granulation tissue throughout. Semicolon, lower portion now filling in well, but there was no purulence, and skin was without erythema. Period. The foot was neurovascularly intact. Period. Dr. Newman then performed split thickness skin grafting to the right leg. Period. New paragraph. Your cover letter also summarizes his treatment prior to and subsequent to the subject event of 8/24/19. We will insert what I have marked from that letter here. Then we go to physical exam. The examinee stated in 2012 he had surgery done on the veins from his thigh to his ankle, followed by a skin graft. Period. He then had recurrent grafts secondary to failure. Period. In 2019, his graft fell apart with no trauma. Period. He then had another surgery by Dr. Newman. Period. Some of the graft then held up until 2022. Period. New paragraph. Lower extremities. Inspection revealed swelling of the right leg, calf, and ankle. Period. There was thick, dark, hard scarring that will be described. Period. His leg was non-tender to palpation. Period. We were unable to get reliable distal pulses due to the swelling. Period. He did come in dirty work boots and pants that were removed once gait evaluation was completed. Period. On the anterior medial right calf was a crater-like kidney-shaped area measuring 4 by 2.5 inches in length. Period. It was depressed about 0.5 inch with an erythematous base and white edges. Period. There was clear, thin liquid oozing off of the wound. Period. On the anterolateral aspect of the right shin was a hyperpigmented scar of different heights that ran in a circumferential pattern. Period. Its vertical height varied between 6 and 9 inches. Period. He also had a... Scratch that. The circumferential scar came around laterally to the midline of the posterior calf. Paired anteriorly, it was to the lateral calf. Paired soft touch sensation was intact. Paired pinprick sensation was not tested. Paired lumbosacral. While wearing his boots, he was ambulated with physiologic gait, with no limp or assisted devices. Pretty was able to walk on his heels and toes. Pair the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Ryan Hughes alleges on 8/24/19 he was injured by a shovel while at work, sustaining an open wound to the right lower leg. This was superimposed upon prior problems with this same extremity for which he had a chronic wound and serial skin grafts. These were done by Dr. Newman. After the subject event, he returned to Dr. Newman and expressed when Dr. Newman expressed the petitioner's problem was less due to the recent trauma and may represent a deeper chronic osteomyelitis which had never fully resolved. Additional diagnostic testing was performed, including an MRI. On 3/3/20, Dr. Newman performed excisional debridement of the right lower leg, wound, and subcutaneous skin tissue, measuring 7x7 millimeters, semicolon, excisional biopsy of the right lower leg, chronic wound, semicolon, and negative pressure wound therapy VAC dressing application. The postoperative diagnoses were non-healing chronic wound of the right leg. In the indication for surgery section, it was noted the petitioner reported his reconstruction lasted about 1 year until he sustained what he described as a similarly traumatic injury in the same area, which caused an enlarging and chronic wound in the same area. Following the procedure, he was on antibiotics and Lovenox. On 3/9/20, Dr. Newman wrote a letter opining the petitioner's, quote, leg wound, which occurred in August 2019, stems from his traumatic injury, which he sustained in approximately 2012. End quote. New paragraph. Mr. Hughes currently explains that in 2019, his graft simply fell apart with no trauma. This belies his assertion in the subject claim petition. Exam did show marked swelling of the right lower extremity. There was healed scarring, but a crater-like wound on the anteromedial aspect of the right calf slash shin. New paragraph. Since there is no consistent description of a mechanism of injury from 8/24/19, I cannot offer any apportionment of my assessment to such an event. This approach is reinforced by the opinion of Dr. Newman. Overall, I would offer 10% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. And that is the end.